No.
Half of Cleveland is sick, apparently.
Yeah, I just actually just heard that. It's, hopefully they get well soon.
Hopefully they don't breathe on you on Sunday.
Yeah, hopefully there's no sacks and there won't be an issue. That's a good start.
Hey, the,
what?
Your foot?
Oh, it's fine. It's gonna be okay.
You stepped out of the game?
You know what? It just bothered me a little bit at the end of the game. So got some treatment yesterday. Practice today. I just heard they put me on the list. So. I'm not going to comment any further than that.
Any relation to your broken foot or anything
like that? No.
Is it the same foot?
No. It's not an issue. You guys have nothing to write about about that. I practiced today. It's not going to be an issue.
Any pain or just
comfort? Come on now. It's not going to be an issue. Not an issue. You know, they just, I don't know, I'm not even going to say what I was going to say. Just leave it at that. It's not an issue.
How do you feel about Amon coming back?
I feel great about Amon coming back. It's nice to have a guy like that, you know, 46 yards away from the all-time record I just read on ESPN. So that's pretty cool if we can get him those 46 yards. But just to have a veteran leader in here, I think is really going to help us out and help Ryan out and Brandon out as well.
You have Tausch and him coming back into this locker room in the last couple of weeks. What does that say in terms of veteran leadership and what can it do?
I think it just says how valuable those veteran guys are and their leadership and just their presence in the locker room. It's been great having Mark back. You know, been joking with him a lot since he got back and always were close when he was here. And it's nice to see him back and healthy and hopefully going to be able to help us out at some point. And Amon, get him up to speed and get him ready to play as soon as possible to help, you know, help us out as well. So it's good to have both those guys back as players because they're very talented players, but also as people.
What can you expect?
Well, you know, I think that's up to the training staff and the coaches, but I know that, you know, Amon Green, I tell a lot of people, he's one of the most impressive specimens from a straight, you know, strength and muscle mass. I mean, he's very impressive, and I think if anybody can get up to speed quickly, it's Amon.
Does he look different as opposed to when he was here last time?
I double-take today because he was wearing 34. That looked a little different. I've only seen him in 30. But it's great to have him back. You know, he's a great guy. Actually, I've seen him around town a few times, and you know, it's good to have him on back. He's a big time help to this locker room, and good to have a veteran guy. And I think he's going to help us out on the field as well.
Aaron, you guys have gone off screen a couple times here in the last two games. He was always pretty effective in that. Is that a role you see him sliding into right away?
Well, I think so. You know, I think he can definitely do some good things for us on third down. You know, Brandon's done some great things for us. But yeah, Amon, you know, he always had a great feel for the screen game, and the screen game I think often is a underappreciated part of our offense. You know, we call a lot of screens that you guys maybe wouldn't know about, but a lot of times I throw you know, the other side or I check out of it. That's something we'd like to incorporate a little bit more. Did some good things against Minnesota on some screens, but it's all about a feel. And Amon, you know, in the 2 years we got to play together, definitely had a great feel.
Do you think the short passing game helps you guys out with getting flow? You think game?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I love throwing the ball anytime we get a chance to. So, but it's a lot of the plays we call are extended handoffs. You know, if the run game is just kind of faltering a little bit, or I haven't got it going yet, then you know, the quick passing game, the throws in the flats, the short stick routes, those are like extended handoffs almost to get us in second and more manageable situations where, you know, we can call a second and three, you know, long pass or a short run to get us first down.
How about the way Scotty Ross is stepping in?
Well, we knew in training camp we had six starters, you know, counting Scott. They wanted to, you know, let Spitty take over that center role, but you know, Scotty kept his mouth shut and continued to work hard and knew he was going to get an opportunity at some point. You know, Cliffy went down. He's stepping in the starting lineup. Has done a great job for us. He's been a good leader for us. And he's just he's a solid player. He hasn't made mistakes. He's played well. He snapped the ball well. His communication's been very good. You know, that's what you're going to get out of Scott Wells.
TJ Lang. What does TJ Lang show you? I mean, he's only a rookie. He's a smart player.
Yeah, you know, he's got a lot of energy. He's got a high motor and a lot of confidence. I think those are very important things for a lineman to have. So he has a lot of confidence in his abilities, which his quarterback makes you feel good that, you know, he's back there and then believes in himself and believes he can get the job done, and he's going to going to cover downfield, you know, on short passes and pick guys off the piles and play with a lot of energy. So it's good to have him out there when he's out there if it goes down.
Fair enough.
Yeah, we talked about just about every individual penalty that we had from the game, and it's been a point of emphasis since this offseason. We've charted every game of practice, you know, how many penalties, how many pre-snap penalties, offense, defense, special teams, and trying to get under a certain percentage. You know, the ones we had in the game are tough calls, you know, but it took us, you know, the third drive, we get, you know, hit the lead for, I think, 20-some yards, and they call the first of two on Clifford for not being on the line of scrimmage. Tough call for a guy in the league for 10 years and pretty much done the same stance, you know, but he was warned about it and didn't make an adjustment. So, you know, those kind of pre-snap penalties, I think, really get at Mike. You know, the combative ones, the Darren picking a guy off a pile, Donald, you know, coming back, helping me out, picking a guy who's trying to get after me, he can live with those. Those are high-effort energy plays, but the pre-snap penalties, you know, there's really no excuse for those.
What is that? Yeah, lack of concentration? What is that, just lack of concentration? How do the pre-snap penalties happen, and why have there been so many of them?
That's a good question. I think we're trying to figure that out. I think lack of focus and concentration. You know, if you're playing on the road sometimes, the noise can be an issue, but if you're playing at home, you shouldn't have that many pre-snap all-star penalties. You know, sometimes I have to hold the cadence a little bit so those guys don't time in the blitz and hit it on the run as quickly, or if I'm going to make a check, I got to, you know, maybe hold the cadence a little bit. That's stuff we work on in practice, so there's really not a lot of excuses for it, and I think we're going to get it cleaned up and hopefully decrease that number of penalties.
Aaron, how does the Browns defense challenge you? What do they like to do most, and do you take anything away from the preseason game, given it's been so long and they've had some injuries now?
Well, their plan is a little different than they did in the preseason. You know, a lot of teams will show a bunch of different looks, so that when they play the regular season, they have more. Their first opponent has more things to think about. So they play us a little more one high, jam defense up front. You know, Sean Rogers didn't play, which was nice. I was teasing before the game. He's a big time player. You know, we've seen him in Detroit for a number of years, and he plays at a very high level with a very high motor. And Corey Williams is over there, who's here in Green Bay with us, and he's a very good player as well. You know, they're a big defense, strong, athletic. I think the corners are both playing really well. Eric Barton in the middle knows the defense and is a very talented player. So, you know, their record might be 1-5, but they have a lot of talent on defense and they're playing pretty well together. The defense is keeping them in the games. So it's going to be a tough task for us.
Couple
more questions.
Nice to finally get a fourth touchdown this week.
Yeah, it was. It definitely was. You know, like I said in the preseason, that was one of our points of emphasis. It was nice to, you know, we had a third and long and the first one to be able to convert that. Greg made a nice catch, and then, you know, the second, third down to get him to be good on the snap count, get him to jump off sides. Scotty snapped it and made a big play. So that was important for us. And then we got the ball back on a turnover and went down and went up 14-0. We felt like with the kind of defense we got, you know, if we can allow our defense, you know, to just, you know, pin their ears back and bring a lot of pressure and make teams one-dimensional, have to throw against us. That's our strength, you know, the kind of corners we got. You know, Alan Tremont and Wood and bringing and getting Atari back from an injury with Nick out there. You know, our nickel package is pretty solid, and we feel like if we can get up a couple scores, you know, we're really playing downhill.
Aaron, this point of the season, how are you guys balancing short-term goals? This is sort of the big picture as to where you're trying to go.
Well, Coach Keep is pretty focused. You know, we're thinking about really this part of the season is the second quarter of the season, and we won the first one in that. We have Cleveland. Then we, you know, we know what's after that with Minnesota and Tampa Bay. So it's an important part of our season, realizing that we have a stretch here, I believe, of 4 out of 6 games at home. And then, you know, December is going to be a tough month with some tough road games against, you know, both the Super Bowl participants. So, you know, we're trying to stay focused on this quarter of the season, realizing, though, that it's an important one, and we need to make the most of our opportunities.